This is CBS Eye on the World with George Friedman of Geopolitical Futures, the founder and chairman of subscription site. The election so far of Giorgia Meloni, the first woman prime minister of Italy since the middle of the 19th century, formed the parliamentary system. And what we have now is a candidate identified with the Brothers of Italy party, associated with the center right of Italian politics, which is all very confusing. I want to get to immigration because Giorgia Meloni is a campaigner. She's a young campaigner, a lot of vigor, spoke often of immigration. In this instance, Italy is looking at immigration from North Africa, from the Sahel, from the global south. In the United States, we look at it the same way. The global south, that's one way to talk about coming through the Darien Gap or crossing from Cuba into North America, into Canada or the United States. The global south migrating because of climate, because of bad governance, because of food insecurity, which is now rampant. George, we're a nation of immigrants, and this confounds everyone when we come to migration. Italy, however, is not confounded right now. They voted for someone who promises to contain immigration. Is this the future for the EU to become even more adamant on this than the United States is right now?
Well, the hypocrisy of the Italians is always funny, since they were massive migrants who came to the United States, to Canada, to Australia. So having taken advantage of migration, now they are anti-migration, but it's understandable. I mean, the basic problem of migration is that the people who really want to support liberally migrants aren't going to be living with the migrants. The working class, the poor who are already here, are going to be greeting the migrants. So in a way, what the Texas thing was trying to prove, I don't know what they were trying to prove, was look, Northern liberals, you are really in favor of this, but all of them are falling on us. Here's some for you. But this is the essential problem. It is damaging to live in a society where there are a lot of immigrants. They're new to the country. Their parents don't have complete control of them. Violence, where I grew up in the Bronx, was well known. The people who live there suffered. All of those who were vastly in favor of immigration were never going to live with them. And this is the thing that happened in Europe. The working class has turned right because they're going to live with the immigrants and the wealthy wouldn't. It would be very much different if the wealthy shared in the difficulties of immigration.
I mentioned the trust government because I believe the new prime minister has been adamant about immigration as well. We see these very fragile boats crossing the North Sea at any moment, bringing people, some wrapped in life preservers, some not. Clearly not from France. They're clearly from the global south. I also, George, in these last hours, have seen a photograph in Dominican Republic, a wall being put up between the DR and Haiti. So clearly this is not something left to the European or the North American concerns. Is there a way forward, or are we going to live with this chaos for some time?
Well, somebody has to be honest and understand the price we pay for immigration and the benefit. We have a labor shortage. We've always had a labor shortage in the United States. Immigrants took up the gap. They were necessary. At the same time, they had to be Americanized, if you will, and they weren't. And there's enormous tension and pressure when an immigrant comes in. What the problem has always been in the United States is that the elite wanted workers. They didn't want to have any part to do with migration. The working class always suffered from the immigrants, and nobody really cared for them. We need a policy of immigration that recognizes that there are tremendous prices to be paid. Say we are prepared to pay the prices, and the people who are secure from immigration have to pay those prices too, not just taxes, but some of those migrants have to come and live in your neighborhood. Now, if you said to somebody on the east side of Manhattan that you're going to have 100,000 Dominicans coming to live in your neighborhood, all the people owning co-ops would be unhappy. They don't really mind it if they go wind up moving to Brooklyn worth the Bronx.
Is a wall the answer, George? Because that's what the Trump administration talked about. That's what the Dominican Republic is practicing now, though Dominicans are part of the mix of immigrants in the United States. There's a wall, I believe, under construction between Turkey and Greece. Greece is putting up a wall because that's a vector. So are walls the answer to stop the flow?
Well, the answer is that a country like the United States must have immigrants. We have a labor shortage. We're all talking about it. The number of people who are prepared to clean bathrooms and bars are very low. But in exchange for their children having an opportunity, the parents will take that risk. They'll come here and do it. But the idea that the United States, a nation built on immigration, can do without immigration at a time of vast labor shortage is sort of insane. What they're hoping for is that nice upper middle class people can make the trip. They will, but so will others. So all of these walls are wonderful, but they miss the point. There's a labor shortage worldwide in advanced industrial countries, and it's got to be filled.
Is the security question worthwhile? Oftentimes people talk about bad actors, criminals, people from Central America who are gangsters. That is a reason given for blocking immigration. Is that valid, George? We have less than a minute.
It's very valid, not because they're inherently criminals. It is they come here. They have no idea what their laws are, what their children desperately need some food. They start selling drugs. These things happen. We had the Italians create the prohibition breaking industry. This is an old American tradition. We hate our immigrants. We hated the Irish Catholics. We hated this one or that one. But in the end, we needed them. But it is the upper class that benefits from them that puts them on the poor.
George Friedman, founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.